Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everybody tune in. You are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You here. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and Organic OK has stepped out. Temporarily AWOL at the moment, so let's just try to play with this a little bit, shall we? It's exactly 7:30 here on the dot, here on the program. Call in. Take personal steps towards personal greatness. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay. All right. Let's start, shall we? Let's start. Let's start. Okay, now, when you get out of bed in the morning, what is the first thing that you think? I have something to do. I am obligated to do something. I must do something now. I know what I'm going to do. I need to. Seriously, when you get out of bed, what's the first thing you think? Is it, I'm happy to be awake, I'm happy to be alive? Boy, do I have a job to get to? Or, I'm going to work, I'm going to jog a little bit. I'm going to start my morning nice and easy. Does it begin with a smile? Do you just wish you could go back to bed? What this show is really about, you have to understand, is what we're trying to do here, what we're trying to do, what we want to do, what we must do, is satisfy your personal greatness. That personal, now first of all, you should look forward to getting up in the morning. Of course, you should lay out your clothes and stuff, whatever, for the morning ahead, so that you're prepared. Of course, you should do that. But don't just try to think about shaving off precious obligations later to save time. Ask yourself, what is it that I need? What is it that I'm dying for? What this program is really trying to do you is help you realize that. There are a lot of personal traumatic events that happen to us in life, and we carry them with us. Why? Out of habit. To remind ourselves not to let our guard down, not to let it happen again. But also, so we basically know what to do, what not to do. We're also, some of us want to go back in time and change those events. If only I was different, if only I knew then what I know now. That part is a slippery slope. Of course, but you see, the thing is, if we didn't go through all that, we wouldn't know then what we know now. Even our parents don't always know what's right. It's not just a high school, at the youngest stage, remember those really embarrassing clothes your mother tried to make you wear? Because she was more obsessed with trying to basically use you to make herself look good to the other parents than what was really appropriate. So my mother used to dress me in kind of the squarest, dorkiest clothes that she thought were so cute and precious. You're like a little adult, a child wearing preppy collared shirts at the youngest age. In the 90s, the grunge ghetto look was in. My mother wouldn't buy those clothes. She just didn't like the message it was sending. She was always trying to impress the other adults. The other adults would think it was cute. That's a fact. What to do? What we want you to do here on this show is Ken. Ken means to know. What is something you've been dying to do for quite some time, but you keep kind of putting it off? Maybe when I retire, maybe when I have the time, maybe never. Because now it's time for me to be a slave to the system and to the world. What to do? What should we all do? That's a tough one, isn't it? Isn't it? What I hope basically everyone with this program will eventually realize is, wait a minute, I could be doing more than this. There is something missing from my life. And like whatever it is, I'm going to go out and get it. Well, the first step to knowing what that is, write down something you feel like you could use, you can need, and ask yourself every single day, how do I get closer to my goals? People tend to be attracted to people who basically go after what they want and do it. Yes. One thing that you should do in general is basically be a more assertive person. Ask what you really want and need. What to do. The thing is, I basically am guilty of letting my own sort of the things that I want sort of slip away from me. I myself have been guilty of that. Why did I do it? And I know with my condition, I have a hell of a time trying to change. Change scares us. I got to tell you something. We often wish someone would come in there and help us out. We could achieve our goals together. Now, if you go from there, okay, find some other people. Find some people with similar goals as you have and try to basically build something together. Build your band, if you will. It's a team effort. It's one thing. You feel your technical unhappiness, people telling you. Sometimes the media tells you it's not good and not even. You got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with the people who basically tell you that your life isn't good enough just because they want you to buy their products. You might be able to do better without their products. And, well, let's be honest here for a second. A lot of what they're selling might just empty your wallet. Nothing more. What to do? Are you taking goals every single day? Are you taking steps towards your goals? Are you improving? Let me give you basically an idea. My sister always basically planned to marry a rich guy. And every single woman more or less kind of has this plan. She's looking for a dream boat, particularly a rich one. Suffice to say, it didn't happen for her because, well, the thing is that rich guys tend to get married when they're really, really old. There's not – rich people are basically a minority at this point, although there's more of them every single day. And that's every single woman's plan, really, almost at some point, to marry rich. Now, all women are going to say, not necessarily. I don't know. Look, it all starts out that – it starts out that way. But then, you know, life beats you up a little bit, and then you realize it's time to be realistic. Can you become a rich person? Well, that's a very different possibility. It all depends. If you plan on becoming rich, if you want to become one of the rich, what you need to know is one thing rich people tend to do is they tend to, how do I put this? They tend to get their heads about themselves. They acquire wealth, and they know there's always going to be the wrong people. There are going to be people who are always going to try to be with you because they're waiting to mooch off you. And second of all, you want to hang out with other rich people, but sometimes they can be a total bore. Even they're trying to pull their resources together so they get rich also. Let's say that basically your goal is you want to become famous. Pause that for a minute. One problem with being famous in a way is the world presumes they know you, but you don't know them. In a way, that's the case. Being famous, Everybody is your boss. You're an entertainer. Your job is to please others. And in a moment, let's say for some one reason, they decide not to like you anymore. Whether they didn't like your last movie or your last album. They act as if they're betrayed because you did something that they didn't like. Yep, that's a thing. Oh my God, is that a thing? Let's say your goal is to meet people. You want to basically have more of a secret. You want to talk to people more. You want the world to know you their name. No. Let's say you want basically more people to know your name. You want basically to be more socially self-aware person. How do you do that? To smile more, try to be more open and friendly. I know nowadays it's especially dangerous with the corona and also the identity theft, the thievery that exists in social media now. That's a real thing. I'm not quite sure who you might be making friends with. There's even a scam now. There's been a scam for a while where somebody basically downloads footage of a naked woman basically in their computer. They get you to show them everything. And they threaten if you don't, they're going to put naked pictures of you all the internet. It's called the sextortion scam. Conned many. Many. What to do? Just know not to go for that. Someone you don't know who's basically telling you to take off everything. Show them your nudity online. Avoid that. You got to stop beating yourself up over past mistakes. They're a part of who we are. They're a part of us. And no, you didn't necessarily do the right thing at the right time. But then go through all these mistakes. How would you know what to do, what not to do? Some of us play with fire. Some of us play with sharp instruments. That's what we all did. Nowadays, kids don't even do that stuff anymore. They've all got social media. Well, yourself as a better person because of it and move it, put it behind you. Try to find ways to be prepared. Prepared. The way to do this, really, is always make sure you have something for any possible situation. Once again, with the internet putting all the personal how-to information all online, now it's basically easier to do than anything. It's a real thing. What else? Try to keep in mind that one of the reasons that basically people don't try to basically satisfy their personal greatness is because, well, there's more company at the bottom. It's only at the top, but there's more company at the bottom. There's more people down there, whatever. You're basically might be in a relationship with somebody. And there's always the danger that if you really try to focus on your success, pursue what you want, your goals and whatever, that it might break you up. It's afraid that basically, I got a relationship to worry about. We're going to have kids. I got kids. I can't afford to take, I don't have the time to take these steps anymore. I know so many people who basically, they resented their kids because by the time they really understood something about coming forward towards a greater goal, they felt like it was too late. I'm too busy now. I'm taking care of the kids and whatever. There was a time when the baby birds really grew up in the big birds and left the nest. But with the economy being what it is, it seems like there's less and less of that. Where are they going to go? People being thrown out of work and out of home. I think you can even try to face this. That's my own personal greatness. You can try to find greatness, whether even if you're on the street. How, you might ask? Well, you just got to find the principles to do something. Sometimes you feel like you're, when you're an adult, you feel like you're such a slave. You're a servant. You're basically enslaved by the fact that you need that paycheck to get to tomorrow. And there's always a danger it could all come falling out from underneath you and there might be no coming back. You got to take a risk, but you got to measure your risks. Try to find personal things that you want to do and better yourself. And don't let anybody who basically doesn't want you to reach anything personally stand in your way. There's a lot of those, a lot of naysayers who said that only happens to other people. Never happens to anybody in real life, anybody we know. People who are too afraid to take the risk. There is an answer. The question is what? It is within you. As far as women trying to marry rich, I'm going to try every woman kind of starts out with that sort of belief, that philosophy. You got to remember that back during the Dark Ages, remember when the alpha male ruled over the lion's share of the food and made with whomever he wanted. And this sort of mentality is still sort of there. The one who has the most the man who basically has the most toys is king. And might as well find a lot easier to find somebody with everything and just kind of ride his coat to them. They find that a lot easier than anything else. A lot of times, you basically just look sometimes for somebody else to complete you or whatever and have all the things that you're lacking. It's a real thing. I find myself often basically wondering, how do I get better? I know it's all about elbow grease. Work, making that step, just to put personal greatness every day. Everybody should consider investing, owning a stock in somewhat, something to that effect. Everyone should try to come up with an idea, you know, it's patent. The thing is, with inventors, the thing is, if you're an inventor, somebody else will. Every single time somebody basically sat, in the olden days, sat on the couch and basically was just sitting in front of the TV and basically just said, I wish I could change the channel without getting up out of my seat. Everybody came up with the idea of the remote control at some point. Everybody came up with the idea of TV having more channels. Everyone came up with the idea of, I wish we could channel surf just a little bit, because whatever. That's a thing. Try to find a way to be the one that makes that big step. Ten minutes to go, you're listening to the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Once again, attitude is everything. Take the first step. Call in. Please call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. I'll tell you the truth. Sometimes it seems like things can be harder to be more of an outgoing person with this virus that's going around. Everything just seems like it's harder. But nowadays, thanks to the information, we have more stuff at our fingertips than we can imagine. And nowadays, one of the problems with everything being free in the public domain and whatever, there is a problem with certain things kind of collapsing. I struggle in a lot of ways. I'm handicapped. And I try to basically make things go towards personal greatness and whatever. The problem is I need to work a little harder. The original way. It's just to know more, think more about things. But also, there's no substitution for a little bit of elbow grease. Get better. Improve yourself. always will. Look, one thing is that people think that basically, well, people are on in years and settled and set in their ways, age-wise. Learning new things becomes such an ordeal and a chore that people almost just want to sit back and de-evolve back to the way things were. They don't want to evolve and progress. The fact that they do, it's just too complicated. It's just too much work. It's too... What's the word I'm looking for here?
What's going on?
You're finally here in the closing 8 minutes of the show. Go ahead. You want to say something?
Man. Talking about right there. I've been checking the show out, man. I was in the background sitting there listening to the greatness, you know, certifying the greatness within you. Because, you know, that's what the show is about, right? So as you get to talk and express yourself, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you give me this perspective like, oh, I don't know. But now, you know, you're coming from your point of view. You know, and that's what it has to be. Like, you got to get to the point where you're conditioning yourself to understand that you are positioning your ability to inform your thoughts to see better. And when you do those things, instead of just micromanaging, being uncomfortable, you know, that's like always thinking about not cleansing your thoughts. Helping your ability, helping this, because as you're helping others, you know how powerful it is. You help somebody, and you see how their life changed. And maybe you don't want to necessarily, you want to, you know, because it's something about when you're helping somebody, and maybe that person you just flattered by, but you're helping them so much, and you're just addicted, you know, seduced by being around them. And you could be changing this person's lives more than you're actually getting stuff from them. You can be getting high off of that. And you get to the point where it's not even healthy for you because you just give them anything to the point just to make that situation available. But then if they ever decided to jump ships, you will be devastated. And that's bad when you change my life and there's no reason that they should have any, you know, And that's what makes it dangerous when you got that. Somebody, you changed their life. And they would never change their life. They would, most people, in a lot of cases, people would just die. You changed this person's life, and this person got the audacity to question the satisfying the greatness in you. Because if there was a change in that actual ability, as you gave to their life, even if it took more effort, they would have put that effort in because whatever you needed to make your life great, it would not have been too much for the actual task that needs to be done. When somebody sat there and you changed their life, they wouldn't have been here if they got that much evil in their ability to not commit to helping your life achieve those goals. And a lot of times they'd be able to change your life and achieve the goal that you need without the stress you actually go through. But they don't let you to believe those things are possible because you're just so overwhelmed and so addicted to having them have peace. And that's totally different when they is a part of you, because then both of y'all become successful, or the parties that are involved, everybody becomes successful. Make sense?
They make all the sense in the world. What one needs to do?
Be open to your happiness as you open other people's happiness. Once you do those things, then more people and more recognized ability becomes helpful, and it becomes greater. It becomes so much that it uplifts you. If that was uplifting you from the capacity of just the thought process and the spirit process and the ability of in the inventory of your actual list to spread this kind of desire and vulnerability, that will fill up the ability of what you think and show you what that means and reflect that of what they're about. You'll be carrying from that ability. that's inside of them. You be tearing on that personality, and you have that as a solar life connection that others would be reading. And you'll be tearing on this because there will be no cross-contamination that they're throwing at you. They're throwing all those abilities that is castrated in the thing that's not filling their abilities of giving them solutions. So if you are helping them, that same kind of connection will be invested in you. And we must understand those things as we come to recognize that we have been in so many times and so much that is okay. I like to say thank you. Thank you, Talk Dude, for carrying on your abilities. Everybody, good night.
Right. Once again, we're all over the web. Check us out. Satisfying the greatness within you. Okay, we're not all over the web, but we do have basically some episodes uploaded on Blog Talk Radio. Type that in. Google that in. Blog Talk Radio, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Hit search and click on them. Understand how with a certain power, you can be the person you want to be. You can give yourself what you need. You can do that. You can move the mountains you feel need to be moved. There is a possibility. There is a greatness that exists within you. You can make that greatness so. Do that. It all resolves into baby steps. You can be your own greatest asset or your own greatest liability. There's nothing in between. People going in and out of our lives, whatever, you're the only one there who might be stuck with yourself until the day you die. So learn how to be that guy, that person that you want to be. Things will roll in. Things will better. Things will better themselves. Life will better itself. It is a great. It is an answer. Everyone, thank you all for tuning in. Whoever might hear this, remember, we're out there. Thank you all. Thank you. And good night.